Good morning, and here's the news. In the wake of the stop work action by the majority of nurses at Albert J. Hospital over pay, at least one member of the management team has been replaced. Mrs. Savali Sunia Ulutu, whom CEO Moifa Wall Bill Emsley appointed as Human Resources Director shortly after he took the helm, has been reassigned back to her previous post at the dialysis clinic. The CEO, meanwhile, has appointed Tulili Tone Maungotenga, the LBJ controller, as acting HR director on a temporary basis. An email from the CEO said that the HR position is being advertised. Tone Maungotenga shall have full authority to operate at her new position in accordance to standard policies, established procedures and approved chain of command structure, said Moifa Wall. Her appointment takes effect immediately. Two senior staffers at the hospital told KHJ News that the former HR director, Sunia Ulutu, has been blamed by the CEO for causing the debacle with the nurses' pay adjustments. That is, the nurses didn't receive the salary adjustments that they were entitled to, leading to their recent walkout. Sunia Ulutu was picked by the CEO to take over as HR director, replacing Akenese Nicolau, who held that post for more than 2 years. As we reported Friday, the LBJ nurses received their pay adjustments and excess leave pay in their latest paychecks. However, some nurses didn't get the right pay rates for their positions and years of service, and they've been assured that the chief financial officer is working on this. At their first cabinet meeting for 2023, Governor Lemanu Pletimonga and Lieutenant Governor Talawenga Eleasaloale thanked directors for their hard work in the past year and urged them to continue serving the public to the best of their abilities as they reach the halfway mark of their administration. Governor Lemanu used the analogy of a marathon runner putting all their strength and muster to reach the finish line first. He said the last stretch home is usually harder than the start, and so while they have accomplished so much in the first 2 years in office, they must work harder to achieve their plans in the final 2 years of their term. The governor reflected that when they were sworn in as leaders on January 3, 2020, there were questions on whether they would be capable leaders. That day, they pledged to begin repatriating our people home to their families and loved ones, and this was accomplished amid criticism from all sectors of the territory towards them and directors. Even their families were targets by the critics, said Lemanu. He and Lieutenant Governor Talawenga are thankful that the directors didn't let the complaints and criticism get in the way of delivering their promise. Your love and service for the people was paramount, the governor told directors. He thanked the Cabinet for supporting the COVID-19 task force under the leadership of the Lieutenant Governor, without which repatriation and the response to the COVID pandemic would not have been successful. He said there was a difference of opinions on implementing the task force decisions and plans, but in the end it was in the best interest of the people, and that was the priority. Lemanu urged directors to continue their momentum for the last 2 years of their term in office so that they can complete projects and services for the good of the territory. He mentioned that in Nepal, the GDP is not measured by monetary value, but rather on the people's happiness. According to the governor, if people are happy with how the government serves them, this will result in economic growth and prosperity that's beneficial for everyone. He said the last 2 years will not be easy, but if they work together, share and cooperate, their plans for the good of American Samoa will be realized. May we be clothed with love, compassion and a humble heart, said Lemanu, reminding directors that the journey will not be smooth. However, it's how they journey together through rough patches that a capable leader shines. He asked that directors not look back, but to forge ahead, finish projects that are incomplete, seek necessary funding, and not look to him and the Lieutenant Governor to get the funding. Other topics discussed were the Flag Day program and a presentation by Daniel Myung and Dr. Scott, who are working with ASPA on alternative energy projects. The meeting ended with the birthday song and cake for Governor Lemanu. The victim of a third burglary in less than a month believes the suspect who broke into his locked truck used a key fob. How it works, one person scans the targeted home with a device to locate a key fob. Once they lock in a signal, they will transmit that to another person who is waiting near the car, and depending on the strength, the criminal can break into or even steal the vehicle. The homeowner captured photos of the suspect, a young male, on a surveillance camera. He broke into the owner's truck and attempted to break into his house while he was asleep around 1 a.m. on Monday. The photos have been posted on Facebook, and the owner is asking that anyone with information leading to the arrest of the suspect please call police. The suspect is wearing a cap and is carrying a backpack, which the homeowner suspects has a transmitter in it. From Apia, police are investigating the death of a 47-year-old father of four at Lotofanga Village following an altercation during a drinking session. The men had reportedly been taking part in a church activity as part of the New Year celebration at Lotofanga. They got into an argument at a post-celebration drinking session involving home-brewed beer. The suspect allegedly punched and kicked the deceased, who fell and was thought to have fallen asleep. It was later discovered he was dead, said Police Commissioner Wapa'aulongoitino Filippo. The commissioner said the suspect is a male in his 30s and is a relative of the wife of the deceased. No charges have been filed yet, as investigations are still continuing. That's the news.